This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 365 for Tuesday, April 27th. I'm Phil France Workington. Ice futures canola contracts are mixed Tuesday morning. With gains in the front months and losses in the new crop contracts, activity is choppy as the market reacts to the latest acreage estimates from Statistics Canada and movement in the Chicago soy complex. Canola down a dollar to up $14. The July contract, it's up $10.60 at $850.60 per ton. New crop November down a dollar $10 at $696.70. Canadian farmers intend to seed 21.5 million acres of canola this spring, according to the first estimates of the growing season from Stats Can. That would be up from the 20.8 million planted last year, but below average trade guesses. Gains in Chicago soy oil futures were supportive for canola, but beans turned mixed in early trade. Ideas canola is looking overdone to the upside, tempered the advances in the front months, and contributed to the turn lower in new crop November. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are also mixed, with the bias to the downside. In the most active months, wheat also mixed, Minneapolis lower, and the winter wheat's higher. Soybeans had climbed to fresh multi-year highs overnight, but ran into resistance. The July contract up only 2 cents now at $15.41 per bushel. Tight supplies and good demand did remain supportive, but the bean market was due for a profit-taking correction as well. Soybean seedings are running slightly ahead of average in the U.S. with 8% of intended acres in the ground already. Corn, it also hit fresh highs overnight before running into resistance. July up 2 cents at $6.59 per bushel. The U.S. corn crop was 17% seeded as of this past Sunday. That's running 3 points behind the average for this time of year. Cold Midwestern temperatures and seeding delays remained supportive, with dryness hurting the second corn crop in Brazil. Wheat, it's mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat up a penny at $7.50 per bushel. The winter wheat's posting much larger gains. Kansas City up 12 cents in the July contract at $7.21 per bushel. Chicago wheat, it's up 7 cents in July at $7.46 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat crop was rated 49% good to excellent. That was down 4 points on the week. Spring wheat seeding in the country was 28% complete. That's 9 points ahead of the average for this time of year. Canadian farmers intend to plant 23.2 million acres of wheat this year. That'd be down by over 1.5 million acres from last year, but still below, but still above average trade estimates. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, April 27th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil France Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.